Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in with us. We're sponsored by the One Institute. Each and every Friday night, they bring us to you. Dr. Allen, you're on the air and we have a call. Shall we go?
I think we better just jump on the phone.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I went to Europe and just fell in love with being there. I'm an African-American woman. I was there for 10 weeks.
And isn't it miraculous in Europe? They don't care what color you are.
They don't color. I felt like a woman. I just loved being there. I've since been asked to come do... there was a gentleman who I met over there, and we've been texting and emailing. He speaks another language. I'm learning that language, but not because of him, but because I just love that. I love Italy, right? I got invited to go to London to do something in London, and I called him and I sent him a text and told him about it, and he was like, oh, congratulations, fabulous, but did not say, are you coming to Florence? Will you come see me? Will you, he never said anything.
And he has a right not to.
Yeah, he has a right not to, so I realized what it was for him. I let it go. So I'm in love with Italy. I love that place.
So?
Not for him, but for me. So I'm going to go there.
Then go there regularly. I have one of my darling clients, who should be nameless, that goes there once every month to month and a half just to feel like a woman.
Yeah, I will do that. I will go. I've since changed my profile where we met to say that I don't want relationships by texts or emails or anything like that. And so I'm going to go. My question is,
what's your question?
If I see him there, if he finds out that I'm there,
yes.
If he finds out that I'm there from my profile, and he says he wants to see me, do I see him?
Well, of course you see him. Why would you punish him for not paying for your trip? It's your trip, and
because,
you want it, you pay for it.
Because it lets me know that he's not interested in anything but something
convenient.
I got news for
you. He's interested in you as a friend, and that's the foundation of anything.
But I don't tell him that I'm there, though, when I'm coming, correct?
Why would you not? If he was a woman and it was a girlfriend and you said, I'm going to come to Italy, and she goes, oh, that's wonderful, you wouldn't expect her to pay.
But I don't... That feels really not okay.
You mean you,
that
wouldn't,
sounds like
you
I'm,
wouldn't meet a girlfriend for lunch unless she participated in paying for your trip, right?
Absolutely not. But she doesn't have a penis that she may want to stick inside me.
I got news for you. What is a penis got to do with friendship?
So then what you're saying, essentially what you're saying is that I could, when I make my arrangements to go over there, when I'm over there around London, because I will go there, I can let him know that I'm over there?
I hope to shout.
But
why
isn't that
not?
That's like delivering myself like Pink Dot, right?
I got news for you. You're talking like a slave, lady.
Why am I talking like a slave if I'm...
Because
if
you're
I
looking
man-
for the commercial value of your body. I'm looking at friendship. This is a human being you've laughed with, you've kidded with.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
We had a lovely, lovely, lovely time.
Then why would you abstain from letting him know you're going to be in the area? You wouldn't do that to a woman.
I wish I understood this. I don't understand it
because you're very habituated to the idea that all sensuous responses to men are equated with the production of money.
However, so then I must, so when I'm there, I just have to make sure and make myself available to other men.
I didn't say you shouldn't.
Not only him.
I said you have no reason to not. You're madder than all get out at this guy.
I'm totally on.
I know it. Ooh.
But when I'm there, I make sure that I'm available to other men, correct?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
I'm simply saying you're looking at the commercial value of being available to a friend that owns a penis. I didn't know that penises came with financial tally sheets. That's the same as every woman is a sex object. Every man does not want to be a production machine for money.
So you're saying that what you're sensing from this man is that he's got more feminine and wants me to provide more.
Whoa.
But what if I...
You went way out on that one.
Really?
I'm telling you, you have laughed with him, ate with him, kissed him,
yes.
snuggled him,
yes.
haven't you?
Yes.
So
yes.
does he qualify as a friend, or is owning a penis an automatic man-hate invite?
Oh, I don't man-hate. I don't think it's man-hate. It's just requiring him to provide.
Why?
Because I want to be the feminine in arrangement because I want a man who provides security and safety.
I thought that you were going to Italy because you wanted to visit Italy. I didn't know
I
you
do.
Were going there to check up on penises that pay money. I think we've got lots of streets and cities that do that. It's called prostitution.
Well, didn't you say that the only difference between prostitution and marriage is the blessing?
You know what? No, I didn't say that. I said the only difference between being a wife, functionally, and being a
yes.
prostitute, prostitutes don't have to do laundry.
So you're saying allow myself to go to get to know this other human being while dating other human beings.
Oh, God,
while
yes.
While dating other human beings.
You sound like you're expecting me to say don't date other people. Be totally available.
No. I'm just clarifying. Wow. I'm just so disappointed he didn't say, you want
now
to come see me.
I'm
really disappointed.
You know what? I totally understand. But disappointment is a feeling at not getting something you wanted. So if your premise in life is you will not relate to anybody who owns a penis that doesn't pay money to know you, is that really what you're saying?
Nope. Sounds good to me. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Okay, I'm going to
ask
the
question instead of
answering it. What's wrong
with that? It's a result of slavery. It's a direct result of slavery. Women as sex objects and men being idiots in the field or usable. And God help them if they...
But those of us that were slaves weren't paid.
Oh, yes, you were. You were paid with a roof and food. Minimal as it was, you were paid. And one of the problems that Abraham Lincoln had was when he said Emancipation Proclamation, blah, 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 they forgot to set up a program for how they, slaves, could earn a living.
So you're saying, essentially, because I was over there for such a short time, I was there for 4 days, and really, we had a connection that was really amazing. Allow myself to get to know this man more.
Yes.
By providing myself an opportunity to be there. But, I mean, not him, first and foremost. I love the country. And he's a side benefit of that.
No, he's half of the population. There are people with penises and people without.
Okay.
But vaginas don't come with money, and penises... No, vaginas don't have to come with sex, and penises don't have to come with money.
So allow myself to get to know who this man is, you're saying?
Yeah, who he is.
And see if that's okay versus requiring him...
I got news for you. There are three elements when you fall in love with somebody. Chemistry. Obviously, you had massive chemistry there.
We do.
Compatibility
we do.
Means your lives fit together. You're morally, ethically,
that.
Legally, logistically, physically, blah, 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 blah. You're compatible. And the third one is where I come in. You can communicate by negotiating, not intimidating or seducing.
And you're saying give yourself an opportunity to see if your lives are compatible.
Yes.
Okay. And be willing to foot the bill for that.
What do you mean, foot the bill? You're paying for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want you to pay for him.
No, of course not. Damn, that's so disappointing, Pat.
I understand that. When you get this one, you're going to feel much better.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing it up and letting me expose it.
Thank you for the information. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, if you have a question, you know the number. It's 323-203-0815. And if we missed you, don't be shy. Call on back. Okay, let me see here. Because I got a question last night while I was actually laying in bed from a listener and caller. But we're going to take this call in first instead while I look for that question. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? And you need to turn your radio down.
Oh, okay.
Don't be shy.
Okay, I have a question for Pat.
Aye.
I loved your last comment to the last caller, by the way. Anyway,
are you a woman of color?
Hello?
Are you a woman of color?
Yes, I am, and I've been to Italy, and I go there every year, but I never go there. I just go there because I like the country, not because I'm trying to pick up someone.
Okay, but she has a right to look for a husband, and you have a right to look for some buildings, trees, whatever.
I agree. But what I called to ask you about is chasing space. What does that actually mean, and how does a woman do that or give a man chasing space?
By not chasing him and filling up the space. Do you, my darling, want to be respected by a man? Or cherished?
Cherished.
Okay, do you want to get laid or paid?
I really want to get paid.
I understand that. That's part of the conversation I was having with the other darling. Now, if you want to be cherished, you've got to respect. The more you respect men, and that starts when they're under 10 years old, you have got women with sons. I did a big session yesterday with a mother with a very bright, gifted son who she was treating like a slave. Do this, do that. She was not using good communication. I'm going to give you the tools. Do you know my tools?
Yes, I do. I've read all your books and I listen to you every week.
Okay. Well, then I can summarize it by saying, the more you respect and appreciate what men are doing in giving, protecting, and cherishing, the more they will respond by cherishing. The only woman a man loves better than himself is his daughter under 10. Even his mother has to respect him. His sisters have to respect him.
Okay. So chasing space means, like you say, don't give them as much communication as what they give you.
I see it another way.
Like if they're
be with the man that loves.
Okay. What?
Be with the man that loves and likes you better than you love and like him.
Okay.
That's chasing space.
Now, does that go for masculine men or feminine men, or is it just both of them?
Do you want? Masculine men have to be respected. Feminine men have to be cherished. So if you want to be cherished, you need to be with the man that wants to be respected, and you give it to him. If you want to be respected, you get the cutest little toy boy you ever saw, and you just enjoy your life.
I don't want that, though. But what I want to know, I notice that this person I'm involved with, the more I give and act like I'm so crazy about him, he kind of backs off.
I understand that because you're filling up the chase space.
Okay. So I should let him have the last word
In the old days, they called it hard to get. But I don't like hard to get. That's too
I'm not
pain.
Playing hard to get. I know that you don't like that, and I don't like it either, because it's a psychological game, and I think it's wrong.
It's called you're less than me, and I'm more than you, and you better own up to it and give me what I want. I don't want that. I want you to know that if you want to bring the best out of a man, please appreciate everything, every door he opens, everything he does, and thank him for it. They want to be appreciated so badly. And ask for help. If you want to go, if you want to really make a man feel appreciated, stick your Thomas Guide or your GPS under the chair and then say, where do you think this, the Century City, whatever is? They love to help us when they're gentlemen.
Yeah, I think so, too. I found that out, too. Yeah, I know. The least little thing. You can't open a jar. You might be able to open it better than he can.
Yes.
But if you ask him, he loves it.
I know it. Unless unless he's a toy boy. If he's a toy boy, Mom.
Yeah, right. He'll expect you to do it if he's a toy boy.
Yeah.
But, okay, so chasing space, I should just let him have the last word sometimes, right?
That's exactly right. But keep your eyeballs glued to his eyeballs. Keep that smile on your face so that he knows you're present, you're there.
Okay. All right, good. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Okay, so here's the question, Dr. Allen. It's a good one. She says, how would Dr. Allen treat a person who's been battling lifelong depression for as long as they can remember, and a mom that always told them that they that I self-sabotage?
Is this the same question? Or
How would you treat a
disabled
norepinephrine addict?
Yes.
Who's been battling lifelong depression? That's the
first part. Of all, you'd get the medical attention. Do you see?
Right.
And by doing that, I hope it would include therapy. And I hope it would include especially things like EMDR or TMS, transcranial manipulative stimulation.
Okay.
Because that's becoming a new, really upgraded form of brain manipulation. The brain is manipulatable.
Yes.
Read Norman Doidge, The Brain That Changes Itself. I'm a transactional analyst. I manipulate the Broca, which is in the left lobe, by teaching people to speak my way instead of the way their mommies and daddies and churches and governments taught them to speak.
Right.
Do you see? And by doing so, the brain rewires and eventually becomes naturally positive.
Okay, she says, I've been battling lifelong depression.
I hear
it. And my mother always told me that I sabotage myself. That's the whole same relationship to, with that, Dr. Allen. EMDR and things of that nature would be helpful in this kind of
situation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So to
These kinds of problems are very, very vulnerable to exercise.
Like
Move
physical.
Yes, physical exercise.
Okay, so maybe like yoga, dance, something of that
Anything
nature?
Anything that causes the muscles and the bones to move. It's such, you know, depression is highly susceptible to the endorphins and the enkephalins produced by exercise, and not even heavy-duty exercise, just walking around the block.
Oh, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, I had a friend who had been battling depression for many, many years, and he started doing a martial art, I believe it's called Tai Chi.
Yes, Tai Chi.
And
it's wonderful. You go by a park in Chinatown, and you'll see a whole group of people doing what looks like ballet.
Right. Well,
that's Tai Chi.
It made such a impact on the depression level that he got to stop taking his medicine for depression.
I fully understand that. And then you can go to the bookstore and you can get Getting Past Your Past by Francine Shapiro, which is the founder and creator of EMDR, Eye Movement Rapid Desensitization, which is a wonderful, wonderful book about how to lower your anxieties and your depressions by manipulating the body.
That's awesome. Okay, so to our Facebook friend out there who sent in your wonderful question, I hope that you heard us tonight, and I hope that you look into all of that that Dr. Allen had to say, because I think it will really help you. Good luck. We wish you the best of luck. So don't forget, our call-in number is 323-203-0815. So if you have a question, call in. And we have some other doctor questions, Dr. Allen, that have come in over the last few days. Let me see.
I'm going to throw in some more books.
Here we go. We got a call.
Oh, yeah. You got a call?
Hey, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you think a passive-aggressive man can ever change, or if it's just best just to, like, let them go and not send a hi-bye letter.
If you want to do, the book that I recommend is Living with the Passive Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler, Wetzler. Here's the secret. A passive aggressive man has been raised by probably a very powerful, controlling woman that he found could not make him do anything as long as he said, sure, mom, sure, aunt, sure, sister, whatever, whoever is doing it, saying that he would do something, but not doing it. And then watching the smoke come out of her ears and her eyes and the blood bubble up in her throat. So here's how you deal, after you read the book, here's how you deal with a passive-aggressive man. One, never ask them to do anything. If you are married to one, you'll say, I'm going to the movies, darling, and I'm going to see a good new movie, Cafe Society. So I'm going to be leaving at 4 o'clock. I'll be by the car. If you want to join me, feel free to meet me there. Okay? You never directly say, I want you to go to the movies with me. I want you to do anything. They cannot do what you ask them to do. So what you do is you tell them what you're doing and then invite them to join if they want. But if they don't want to, you're just fine with it. You know what happens? When you first ask them, I'm going to the movies, and if you want to join me, I'll be at the car at 4 o'clock. And they're sitting on the couch. You didn't ask them to go. You just said you were going. And that if they wanted, you should see how they fuss. They sit in the chair. They want to go, but they don't want to go because they know you want them to go, but you didn't ask them to go, so they can't have a real reason for that. Pretty soon, you know what happens? Pretty soon, whenever you say, darling, I'm going to have a picnic in the park. If you'd like to join, see us there at 3. And they go through the fussy thing. Pretty soon, they find out you're never going to ask him to do anything again, whether it's work or pleasure. Therefore, they have no way to be passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun?
I love it.
Do it.
Thank you.
Thanks, caller. All right, we get another call. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Turn your radio down. Hello. We lost them. Hey, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes.
Good.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I'm excited. Okay. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. You always said that if you want to be in your feminine...
Yes.
...energy, go window shopping.
Yeah.
Right?
Window shopping... is feminine, yeah. Buying is masculine.
So my question is, I did have that problem, I guess. It became a problem to buy to feel good about, to feel good. Okay, now, when is a good time to buy?
When is a good time to buy?
Yes.
When you have something you need that you want to buy, birthday presents, Christmas presents, new clothes, something. I hate shopping because if I don't have something to do in a store, it's like walking into a gigantic cave of Tinker Toys. But if I have something I'm looking for, I love to shop for buying.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm asking you because I don't want to be masculine.
Yes, but you want to buy what you want to buy. If you want to buy something, shopping for it is fun. That's when the price is right. I love it. The other day, this sounds really gross, but I was buying some panty liners. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're just little panty liners.
Right.
So I got a little ad from CVS that said if I bought two of these brands, I would get 20% off.
Yeah.
I must have spent 20 minutes looking at all of the panty liners in CVS.
Right.
Do you see? Now, I would never go in a store and say, I think I'll just shop.
Right.
But, oh, did I love it. And you know, when I got to the counter, even the man looked at me, I saved $5.75.
Yeah.
For my panty liners.
Yeah. That's how I shop for everything. That's how I shop for everything. I am like the big comparison person. You know, I'll go to Ralph's and Vaughn's. If the fruit at Ralph's is 99 cents a pound and at Vaughn's it's $1.99, but the cheese at Vaughn's is 59, you know, cents, then I'm going to two stores. But I know what you mean. It's almost like you feel like you've achieve something.
Oh, God. I look at the bottom of the tag, and it says, saved $5.75. And the guy noticed it, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I got a lot of panty liners.
And you saved $5.75.
Isn't that funny?
It is.
It's so funny because being somewhat of a teeny-weeny little celebrity, it's so cute when I go in a grocery store and I meet a client, mm-hmm. and they go, you do your own grocery shopping? Yes. And I do toilets, too.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. As a matter of
because fact. Even if your face is on the radio or right. your mouth or your face is on TV, people automatically assume.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes, I do.
I'm from the Midwest, believe me.
Me too. Midwest farmer's daughter, what can you say?
Yeah.
Dr. Pat.
Yes.
Can I ask one more thing?
Why not? We're gossiping here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate. I know you don't do dreams, but I...
No, I don't do dreams because... You know why? Because they take time and they're delicate. And
they're
I want to do a good job.
They're really personal.
But it's just very... I swear it's very quick and it's just
two or three words. No dreams. But if you want to call and make a direct appointment, you can call 949-723-0338. And Dr. Allen... You know, she won't be as aggressive as I will because I'm supposed to protect her. So here's what I'm going to tell you. She doesn't do them air. Because
it's boring to too many people.
Well, and not only that, dreams are very personal things, and you don't necessarily want everything revealed. So we appreciate that that. So make a personal appointment.
Okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you for everything. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Both of you. All of the people that work for you. Thank you.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes. Hey, Dr. Pat. I got permission to do a quick follow-up regarding Italy.
Okay.
So my question to you is, you know I want to be paid versus laid. And is your point that is moot as long as I am taking my masculine, taking my feminine someplace for pleasure.
Yes. Oh,
and I'm
bless
not going
you.
and I'm not going there for him. I'm going there for Italy.
You're not kidding.
There you go.
You're getting it. You're getting Yay, you're getting free at last.
You got it.
Got it. Okay. So I get strokes, and if a side byproduct is that he has to get me to be with me, spend a night with me and give me strokes and all that stuff, that's fabulous. But truly, I'm not going there for him.
All right.
I'm going there for me. Oh, okay.
Good.
And that's okay if I want to be paid, because otherwise I'm wanting him to do something, and therefore I'm in my masculine.
Yes, dear.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Good job.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, callers, I missed a few of you. So call on back. It's 323-203-0815. All right, Dr. Allen, here's the question. Dr. Allen, you mentioned a book for women to read, Women Who Wanted to Have an Affair. I can't find that show, and I don't remember the book. Could you remember it, maybe? I think
Who Want to Have an Affair?
Yeah.
Gee.
I think we did. We talked about it. You talked about something. A book to read if a person wanted to have an affair. And I don't know what the context was, but think about
well,
it.
Well, it's After the Affair by Spring.
There you
Jenna
go.
Jenna Spring. It's about why do you want the affair? Why did you have the affair? You see what I mean?
Got it.
It's an excellent book. It's not judgmental. It's not religious. It's nothing but what was your motivation and did you check the price tag?
Gotcha. We got a call coming in. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. I'm on my 8 weeks, and today's the 8 weeks, and tomorrow will be my 8 week plus one day.
Oh, gosh.
And I haven't written the letter yet, but the question I have for you is, can it be at 9 weeks or 10 weeks that I send it? Or does it
can
it need
be
to
at
be
any
right at
time,
eight?
As long as you think he can remember your name and face. You know.
Yeah, he can.
If it's 3 years from now. Although I have people who are writing back to college loves, you know,
right,
and getting responses. So I guess hi-bye letters work for any relationship that aborted before it was finished.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
Because I have other, well, I've been dating other people and doing duty dating, but he's my number one spot.
I totally understand that, but haven't you waited a bit long if the 8 weeks are all done and now you're going to do the... I like the hi-bye letters to be written while the blood is still flowing.
Right. I was hoping that he was going to contact me.
Pardon?
I was hoping he was going to contact me before the 8 weeks ran out.
Well, the point is the hi-bye letter is for the idea that if he doesn't contact you, this is our last stab at signaling him.
Right.
I think Dr. Allen means while your blood is still simmering, you write the letter so that the passion is there in the words.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I've written notes and what I've wanted to, but I get very, very emotional every
you
time I do.
You can write
so
the letter anytime you want, but
I'm
not
sorry?
Before the 8 weeks are done. I want to give him a total chance to come back before the door shuts.
Okay. And
what is this 8 weeks? This 8 weeks is rumination. I first read about it in Maxwell Maltz's book, Psycho-Cybernetics. A little phrase in there triggered me. And ever since then, every time I go for my CEUs to keep my license and my certifications up, I go to the brain classes where I'm going to hear what I'm doing right or wrong and what's going on with the brain, which is a lot. And apparently, 8 weeks of rumination, that's feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, heart and brain. So rumination occurs when people have to make big decisions that can affect their feelings and their logic. And so that's where I got it, and I've been watching it ever since, and it's amazing how accurate it is.
Right. Yeah, and out of the blue, just in the last month, I've had people from about seven of them come back that I haven't heard from in 6 months or 9 months and they told me that they missed me and they haven't seen me. And
you know what that
is? How come I haven't reached out to them?
Those are people that turned you down because you wouldn't have intercourse, right?
True, yes.
Yeah. Well, they were, who does she think she is? Prize, juice, you know, whatever, whatever. And then they start realizing that you are a nice person, a nice person. And then, yes, if they're really itching to be with you, they'll call back within the 8 weeks. But a lot of them, who needs her? I can have fun out here. But you know what? You gotta be friends to have real fun. And right. Friendship is what you build before intercourse. You see, no friendship advances past the first lay.
True.
Because sex is so passionate or violent or whatever it is that it sets you off on this tangent of binging on the dopamine released from the sex. So
true.
if you do not have intercourse, you may have chemistry, but chemistry is consummated when you have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, not when you hug and kiss and whatever. It's
right.
The biggie. And when you don't do the biggies, what happens is you either leave and go get laid somewhere else, or you investigate the humanity of the person that your body is chemically attracted to. And that friendship can bloom into a love affair.
Yes. Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. If we missed you, call on back, 323-203-0815. And our next question from our wonderful audience online is saying...
I hear we have 30,000 people listening.
We do.
And we have more phone calls than most of the stations here.
Than most of the other shows. That is correct.
Isn't that great?
Let me see here.
Thank you, audience. Thank you, thank you,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, we love you. Hold on. Dr. Allen, you have a call? Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. So I have an older male friend that I've been practicing some of Dr. Allen's stroke and stand.
Yes,
and
good. The communication tools.
Yeah, and it was easier to do, I think, because he's much older than me.
Not only that, but you're not that sexually interested, right?
Right.
Did you ever notice how stupid you act when you're in love with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what duty dating's for. Duty dating is for practicing being a person who's hoping they'll fall in love someday, but they're not there today. So you act cool, man. You have every right to do that, but I'm not very comfortable. I don't want to do that.
Yes.
So what is the question?
My question is, well, we got in an argument about a topic, and I was starting to lose respect for him, so we got in an argument. So I guess I teached and preached without asking permission.
So you became a little tiny male, and you kicked him in the balls.
Yeah, and he got really angry, and we haven't talked for 3 weeks now.
Well,
and I'm
wondering... Have you made an amends to him? Have you sent him a note on his email or Facebook or something?
Well, that was my question. Because he's a friend and not a love interest...
He was a friend.
Do I still wait the 8 weeks, or that doesn't apply if they're male friends?
No, because you admit you were disrespectful. Is that correct?
Yeah. I didn't do the stroke and stand, and
I didn't ask permission before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you disrespected him, and he's abandoned you. Now, do you want to make an amends? You don't have to make an apology. An apology is when you set out to do it deliberately. I hear that because he's an old guy and you thought you could get away with it, that you disrespected him. But the truth is, age has nothing to do with men's need for respect or women's need to be cherished. Right. So do you want him in your life or not?
He was a very good friend to me. So that's why I'm calling. I was confused. I thought I had to wait 8 weeks or something.
No, dear. That's no, that's if he's dumped you. He's dumped you because you were rude to him.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can write a hi-bye letter, but it's not... You're not in a romantic relationship.
No.
You're in a friendship. And a
right.
friendship is you can be friends right now this minute. So do you want to sit and wait?
Yeah.
Or do you want to write your hi-bye? Or
I
just write
like
the amends?
To make up. So then I wouldn't be apologizing. I would be making amends.
Amends. Unless, see, I've got to have a drink. And amends would say, you know, I was rude to you the other day, and I feel really badly that I did it, and I really miss you, and I know I'm in the doghouse. Will you consider letting me out of the doghouse, friend? Got it?
Oh, okay. So this communication applies to any friend, whether male or female.
Anybody.
If I get
an apology. Now, if you knew you were being rude and you did it deliberately, that requires an apology. But you know what's interesting? You don't have to do any restitution for an apology. Just saying, I'm sorry, gets away. That's why people say, sorry, 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 sorry. But an amends is unique. I made a mistake when I treated you badly, and I feel badly that I did it, and I'm going to work at not doing it again. See, you admit the mistake, and you tell them you're going to act differently in the future. You make restitution.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank
Good
you.
Luck. Good
That's
luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck, sweetheart. Okay, Dr. Allen. This is the next question I have for you. Dang. Okay, Dr. Pat, a man and I are breaking up. He told me I don't know how to take care of a man. One time I asked him about that, and he said he'd have to think about it. I want to be the cherished one. I'm 45. He's 56. I don't know what kinds of things to do to take care of a man. Can you please tell me what that should look like?
It should look like the following tools. Never ask him what he feels unless he's physically ill. When you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, make an appointment before you open your mouth and tell him. 3, when he irritates you, but you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, please tell him he has a right to say it, think it, feel it, do it. But you're uncomfortable, and would he consider not doing it or doing it this way? And what can you do to help you and he do better? The 4th tool is 90% of all communication is body language, tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. But you got to flush them to the verbal level. I sense by the look on your face you're upset about something, honey. Am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to talk about it? Today, hopefully? Now's okay. I'm upset because you blah, blah, blah. What can I do to help you and I do better? And the last tool is time out. That signal that the referees do. That means you're upset. He'll say, what are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm upset. Are you interested in the reason? So those are the 5 tools that will help you show respect for a man and thus get him to cherish you. Are you there?
It looks like we've lost our caller.
Well, maybe she didn't want the tools.
Okay, so that is that. Here is the next one. All right, and it says, Okay, we'll edit that part out. We don't want you to use any names. Okay. Ooh. Last week, my husband of 17 years hauled off and slapped me across the face. In 17 years of marriage, he's never once raised a hand to me. His behavior has been strange. I believe he's having an affair. He seems to try to pick fights with me now. Every time I ask him if he'd like to do something, or even if I say to him as something as, would pot roast be all right for dinner tonight? I'm shocked. I'm scared. I'm in pain. I don't know what to do, Dr. Allen.
Well, if there's a mark on your body, call the police.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no mark on your body, you may want to decide which room you want to sleep in,
mm-hmm.
and what you want to do about your
mm-hmm.
marriage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, she's responding. She says, I've never been afraid of him. What could cause him to suddenly strike out like that?
What is his age?
She says his age is 49.
Well, he may be going on estrogen now.
Okay.
He may be going into his andropause. We
uh-huh.
go into menopause.
Right.
They go into andropause.
Mm-hmm.
We go off of estrogen on progesterone,
mm-hmm.
testosterone. They go off testosterone onto estrogen.
Right.
And they get very emotional.
Oh, okay.
So it could be biological. And if he has some guilt and shame about flirting around or doing something bad,
he might strike out.
He may be trying to get you to do something to divorce him.
Gotcha. Okay. We have a call. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. How do you get over the guilt of when you have to fire an employee who did not live up to the job that he or she said that she was going to do, and how do you get over the guilt of it?
Number one, if you can't cause pain, you have to hurt yourself. That's the first thing. So mm-hmm. when you hire someone and they have a job spec and they don't complete it, they're mm-hmm. taking what you ask them to do and not doing it. Maybe they can't do it, but mm-hmm. they're not doing it, and that will destroy you. Codependency is when you love other people better than yourself. And once you do that, they own you. So you don't need to get over the pain. You need to get through it. I would uh-huh. be very negative if you didn't feel badly about terminating someone. But the way mm-hmm. you do it is they did not complete their contract, and while I love them dearly, I don't love them better than I love myself and what I'm doing. So you don't need to avoid pain. Walk it through. Nietzsche said it so well. If it doesn't kill you, it will strengthen you.
Mm,
got
that
it?
Is good. Well, but they think they still did a good job, and now they're talking about me.
I've
like
got news for you. They can hire a lawyer and sue you and find out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what job prescription and descriptions are all about. They
yeah.
have a right to be mad, and you have a right to be sad, but you got to mm-hmm. get the sad ones mad enough to fire, and you got to get the mad ones sad enough to do better on the next job.
Mm, yeah. But when you see them out like at business functions and they're sneering at you, do you just walk by them or just ignore
you
them or
by them and
say
no,
hi
you
if
don't
you see
ignore.
Them? Or
you say, dear, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So be sure you're courteous to your enemies, and that means good evening, that's all. When you abstain from courtesy, you're giving pain and that tells them you're upset.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, caller. We've got to run.
Thank you. Call us
back next week.
Okay.
Dr. Allen, what have you got to say to me tonight?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Remember, www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook. We're out of here.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.